in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, September 30th, 2025, episode 144.
Curry and the Keeper. Hey! Hello, my queen. I love you. It's good to be back with you on the podcast scene. That's all I have.
You've seen a lot because it rhymes with queen, but hello, my love.
But it's, I mean, think
queen
of all.
Queen scene.
Okay, give me five more words.
Queen.
Exactly.
In between.
Tangerine.
Queen.
See, it's not easy. You know, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I like it. I like it.
It wasn't ChatGPT, it was me. Oh. I meant it. I love
I
you.
Could tell.
Good. Because it wasn't flowery.
Hey, cheers.
Yeah, baby. Cheers.
Do you know what
welcome
you're even
back.
Drinking?
Yes. I'm drinking red wine. Cheers.
I'm drinking white wine.
Oh, man.
I'm drinking white wine.
Yes. We don't even know what it is. We just poured it. We're like, we're doing a show.
Well, I know.
You got to hurry up, do a show so we can sit down on the couch and watch more Downton Abbey.
We are so into Downton Abbey and there's
we're
two
pathetic.
Movies.
We're pathetic.
And there's a third movie in the theaters.
We are. No, I think, isn't the third movie also out on
no,
streaming?
No, Brandy told me it's in the theater. I'm like, ooh, we got to go see it.
Oh, man. So did we even talk about watching Gilded Age on the previous episode?
I don't think so.
No.
That's what got us started on this whole thing.
Yeah, like I need more 1800s viewing entertainment.
I love the Gilded Age. That was on HBO, right?
Yes, that's HBO.
Yes, yeah, we love that. And then we're like, what can we watch next? And then when we first started watching Downton Abbey, we're like, this is not the same.
The outfits, the costumes.
Well, we're in the roaring 20s now.
Now it's getting better. Yes, the outfits, the hairdos is definitely getting better.
I like it.
It's good. Yeah. And you know, the problem with shows for us is we blow through stuff at record pace.
We binge them.
We'll do 3 1-hour episodes on our evening. We probably watch maybe 3 times a week. Something like that.
Yeah.
And we'll just like,
we don't watch a lot
of television.
We
just sit there. I'm rubbing your feet. Just like, bam, we're just blowing through it. Phoebe's there, rub my head.
And
rub
like,
my
Phoebe,
head.
Get your big head out of the way. I can't see the TV. we could watch NCIS. There's 26 seasons.
I cannot even imagine that.
I wonder what season Jimmy and Pastor Jimmy and Annette are
on. They've already blown through it at least once. This is
not all 26 seasons.
I think they've already done it. I think they've already.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know what? A lot of people love that show.
I know. I'm not one of them.
Have you even tried?
Yes.
You have when?
Oh. 15 years ago, maybe.
You did not.
I'm into.
Who's the main actor on NCIS?
Mark Harmon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know who he's married to, right?
Yeah, Pam Harmon.
Pam from Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, I said Pam Harmon. Yeah. Boom, nailed it. Hello. Any more trivia quiz for
no,
me?
No,
entertainment?
No.
Keith Urban? Nicole Kidman? Separated.
I know. She looks nasty. She does not look like a happy woman.
Well, she's not.
I read it online that he cheated on her.
Oh.
That's why she's probably cold as a fish.
Oh.
Fish on ice.
Why would he do that?
He's got
Nicole Kidman. What's wrong with you?
You know, we just don't know. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Yeah. You just don't know.
You know.
Anyway, so I traveled to Indiana.
Yes, you were back in Hoosierville.
Trump country. Trump country.
Yes, they had the statues of Trump on the lawns.
In the yard, there was a statue of Trump.
I want one of those. Can we get one of those in our front yard?
Yes. You said, I'm surprised at the Youngs. That's not in the Youngs' front yard.
They don't have one of those.
I sent this to several people. I'm like, I'm in Trump country because every morning I would get up and I would just walk. And it's very green out there. That's what I like about it. But I have to remember in the winter, it's very gray.
Very gray, cold, and freezing.
Everything is dead.
Well, but you know, if you look at our grass... It's still green. I don't think I can remember a summer in Texas where the grass was just green.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole summer.
I know. We've had a lovely, lovely summer.
We have had maybe 2 days of 100 degrees.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
And it's, you know, we've had some 90 degree days, but in general,
it's been great.
Climate change is benefiting us. Yeah. I'm digging it.
Well, back to Indiana.
Yes.
Talking about the weather. So yes, I went there to move my mom from one sister's house to another sister's house. So it was nonstop. I mean, we just had to get my mom packed up. She packed herself up mostly,
yeah.
But get the truck packed up, get her into Lisa's house, get her set up, get her to the grocery store. Boy, my mom loves her sweets.
Oh
my gosh.
Her candies, her candy sweets?
No, she bought cinnamon rolls, apple turnovers, banana goodness. Cake. And then we had a birthday cake for her.
Does she not know that this will give her dementia?
I said, apparently not. So I said to my sister Lisa today, I go, did she go through all that stuff? She goes, oh yeah.
Blew through it?
Yeah. And she asked me to go buy her more banana cake. I guess elderly people love their sugar.
What is that?
I don't know. You can get addicted to sugar.
Meanwhile, I was a good boy. I don't want to.
Well, I got that on my notes. So I'm not. We'll go to this.
Okay.
Story.
I read your newsletter.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, good.
I like it.
You read it.
I look good in the picture. That's all I care about.
We both did.
I just zoom in, pinch, zoom. Okay. I look good. Good picture.
Yeah.
Approved.
Yeah. So it was a nice trip. I got to see my daughter, Ellen. So yeah, I hung out, nice. Got to hang out with her for,
day and a half?
Over 24 hours, which is nice. She spent the night. And nice. Yeah, that was really lovely.
Although you spent the night on the floor.
I could not sleep. I couldn't sleep in my sister's bed. We have a Tempur-Pedic mattress and ours is pretty firm. She has a very soft bed. So I started off in her bed. Then I ended because she has a king size bed. And then I went to the couch and then I went to the floor and I was sleep deprived when I got home.
And then you text me like, remind me next time to stay in a hotel. I'm like, I think I reminded you this time to stay in a hotel, but you wouldn't listen to me.
Usually I have no problem staying with Lisa. That's before she bought this bed.
And she has the dogs in the bed.
But her dogs are cute though. I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
They are very cute.
Yes.
I love her dogs.
Yes. but yeah, so she, while I was there, she gave me a chemical peel on my face.
Oh yeah, this was interesting. My wife came back looking like something from a Michael Jackson video, like a zombie with your face falling off. I'm like, what's with your face? What happened?
Oh my god, I was shedding like a reptile.
It was.
You're like, ew, ew.
I'm like, I didn't really even want to kiss you because I get all that skin on my lips.
Skin was everywhere.
Oh man.
So much so that we were supposed to go to WWJD.
But you didn't even tell me you were doing that. I just showed up like, surprise, I'm back. I'm like, oh, you could have stayed another week. Man.
So the shedding started on my chin. Then it went to my cheeks. So by Wednesday, we were supposed to go to the Walking with Jesus discipleship class. And I actually, skin was hanging off of my face. And I said, I can't go.
It's kind of funny because I was going to go. And then you were sad and like, shall I stay home with you and watch Downton Abbey? You're like, yeah, that's great. You were very happy. And then on Sunday, we were in church. And was it Jean?
Who's yeah, she goes, how are you feeling?
No, she said to me, oh, you weren't here on Wednesdays. Not Tina was. I'm not going to say like Tina had a peel. Her face was falling off. So I said, oh, she wasn't feeling well. So I stayed home with her. And then you're like, no, I just had a peel. That's all. I said,
you lied in church.
I'm a good husband. You weren't. You were not feeling mentally well about going there.
No.
It was not a lie.
Oh, I like how you twisted that. That's good. That's good.
Jesus, forgive me. I repent. I was protecting you. It's like, I don't know. Hey, man, my wife had her face burned off. Doesn't she look good now?
I know.
Don't look at the forehead because it's still crumbly.
Oh, gosh. It was like hanging off my chin.
Yeah,
so
remind
every
me.
Every day Lisa would call me. She's like, how's your face look? I'm like, I'm peeling like a reptile. But
what came back is fantastic.
Yes.
I don't see much difference, honestly.
No. I mean, my skin
what's
is
the point?
A little brighter.
What's the Oh, it's so, brighter. Is so, that the point?
Yeah. So while I was gone.
Oh, no, this, whenever you go this, so
while
I know
I
I'm in trouble.
Gone,
here we go. Now I'm in trouble.
Let's talk about what you did. Not once, but twice.
I went to Whataburger.
And what did you drink?
I was a good boy. So I pull up to. So, first of all.
Yes. Was Phoebe in the car with you?
The first time, not the second time.
I'm surprised she doesn't try to eat your burger.
No, I gave her fries. I passed her fries to the back seat. Like yes. She goes like, she's like, what is this, Dad? It's like, you can only have a couple. Just single fry in the back. She's like, this is great. Let's go again. She has no idea. She's like, what is this? This is salty. It's good. I like it. Anyway, just a few.
Do you have ketchup?
because I was basically just in the studio. I was working, I was programming, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. And Phoebe, wherever I would be, Phoebe would come and curl up and she sat on the floor, she sat in her bed. We watched one we watch 1 hour of television because I want to sit on the floor and pet her. She likes that. Charlie Sheen story. I'm like, it was kind of funny and sad and depressing at the same time. Yeah. So I really, it would be like 5 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I didn't take anything out of the freezer. So I had the leftovers.
Yeah. Where's my wife? She's the one that plans dinner all the time.
Had the leftovers. I had, you had those sausages.
Did you eat all those?
In one night, I had 5 of those with beans. That was a good evening. That was good. What do you mean? What's wrong with that? They were there. Because I could just throw those in water and get them defrost within 30 minutes. Okay. And then I...
Did you finish them? Are there any left?
There was just a 5-pack.
Oh, okay.
See, this is why I always ask, can I have this?
No, I'm just asking. Calm down, Skippy. Jeez.
You call Brian Skippy. Don't call me Skippy.
I don't call him that anymore.
So I'm like, I'm going to go to Whataburger. So up in the car... Get the double Whataburger, and I'm like, okay, I promise I'm not going to get the big chocolate shake. I'm not going to get a chocolate shake at all. So I say, give me a big Dr. Pepper. Now, if you know Whataburger, the big chocolate shake is a big container. The large Dr. Pepper is as big as my head.
Is it like a big gulp?
It's a big gulp. I'm like, wow.
And did you drink the whole thing?
The whole thing, of course. Goodness. And now, of course, as we were investigating with Pastor Jimmy, it turns out it has twice as much sugar in it as the chocolate shake. And I had that 2 nights in a row. I can't believe that cognitive.
Did you have the big gulp 2 nights? Yes. I thought you said the second night you got the smaller.
No, yeah, you're right. It was still the big one. It was still bigger than the chocolate shake.
We had Pastor
shake.
Jimmy and Annette over for dinner last Friday, and we were talking about this. And he started to look up. He looked up how many grams of sugar are in a large Dr. Pepper.
Was it 33?
33 grams.
33
and
grams.
And I think the shake was 24.
Man.
No, teaspoons, not.
Yeah. Teaspoons. It was more grams. It was like eight. It was like a kilo. I mean, maybe I should just have the chocolate shake next time because please.
Pretty you please. Know what? Just make sure I have the keys to the Bitcoin. That's all.
You do. and then.
But that was funny. So then they started looking up all the desserts that they were eating and how many grams, how many teaspoons of sugar.
Everybody did pretty bad.
Don't, whatever you do, don't look at that.
Everybody did pretty bad. And then the other night, Matt and Gail Long invited me to the Fredericksburg Tea Party Boots and Barbecue, which I was very appreciative of. So I went down to Kerrville.
Good barbecue?
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who catered it? Do you remember?
I forget. It's the same people as last time. Mm. I forget who that is. It's really good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. And it was fun. The program was smoother this time. And of course, you know, Chip Roy came on the end. Like, okay, I'm going to sneak out now. I've heard Chip Roy a million times.
Yeah.
But you were very much missed. Did not make the bed. Didn't even put the shades up in the bedroom. At all.
Did you even run the dishwasher every night?
Every night, yeah. Okay. And I did that.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. And I just sat here waiting, just growing old, waiting for you to come.
You are growing old.
Waiting for you to come home, you know.
And I got home so late, but too.
We did talk a couple times. I like it when we talk.
Yeah.
But you were busy, so I got it, you know. Text
Lisa
now.
And I watched this show.
You'll text like, okay, I'm going to bed. And I'll text back like 30 seconds later, and you don't even answer me anymore until the next morning. Is that what you do? Is like the last thing?
Yeah.
Oh, because I text you back. I'm like, okay. And I'll just throw a gratuitous heart after it. Like, okay. heart emoji.
Lonely heart.
Lonely heart. Didn't hear from her. Like, okay, well, it's okay. I'm here. I'm turning in too, baby. I love you, heart. Nothing. Crickets.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. That's just who you are. That's just who you are. It's okay because, if I didn't text you while I was on a trip, you're like, you didn't text. What's going on? Where are you? What's happening?
I know.
It's
the double standard again. I can't help it. That's just how it is. You're just going to have to go with the program.
It's between that and 3 times a week. Could you just check and see if I close the garage door?
I know.
You leave. I count to five. I get up and I go, it's close. Okay. When you get the text, yeah, it's close. All good.
I know.
I'm just going to start varying my response. Oh my God. I can't believe you left it open.
How about the night you left both garage doors open?
There it is.
Both of them.
Well, it's because
wide open.
I took the trash out and then I thought I closed the one, but then actually opened the other one and it was all wide open.
Yeah. Our cars. Yeah. With our guns in our cars.
There's nothing. There's nothing going on here. No one's going to mess with us. Well, this is Texas, lady.
Okay.
This is Texas.
Okay.
So that was kind of that was it. I was here. I was programming. I was doing stuff. I did two shows, I think, while you were gone.
Yes, Thursday and Sunday.
I went to church. No one was there.
No? Oh, yeah, that's right, because they were all out of town, all the pastors.
Everybody was gone.
Yeah.
So Chris and Brandy sat with me.
They had the third string in. Tommy Hayes.
Tommy was good.
Yeah.
Tommy did a great job.
Yeah, Brandy and Chris said they sat with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Nice. And that was it. I did realize though, and this is very strange, it kind of bummed me out because, you know, I always pray when I go to bed. I do my Bible study in the morning. I realized that I don't think a single night I prayed before dinner.
Oh.
And I feel real like, wow, I can't, because, you know, I got the burger, the Whataburger, bring it back. I'm like eating. I just realized like, I don't think I prayed a single time before dinner. I feel bad about that.
Yeah. I prayed. Everybody knew I was praying. Yes, everybody. I just we're praying. And I like how my mom does the sign of the cross after I pray.
Because
the Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they indulge me.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
As they should.
For sure.
Yes.
And my mom pulled out.
Did you indoctrinate?
No, I did not evangelize. But my mom, I gave my mom the little tiny Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Back in March, and she pulled it out of her purse. She's like, I have my tiny Jesus. So I like that she still had it. Oh,
that's sweet.
Yeah, I like that she still had it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a nice visit. And my God shot ties to something that happened on that visit. I'll share that a little bit later. So anyway.
Yes,
so
anywho.
We went to Vaudeville Wine Club on Thursday night when we got back. And we got to hang out with some fairly new friends, you know. We know them. We've had them at our house, but with Melinda and Alan and Brent and Mindy.
It's another circle.
Andrea and David. It was fun. We had a really good time.
It was fun. Well, and the reason why it was a little different this time, and if you've never been to Fredericksburg, when you come, you've got to go to Vaudeville, have lunch there if you're here on the weekend, try and get it. They only serve dinner on the weekends. So it's kind of a local hang, the wine club. And they had it inside in the bistro. Normally, they have it outside on the patio because of what happened in Kerrville and Center Point and Comfort with the flood. All the birds have migrated up to Fredericksburg, and they are sitting in the trees all around Main Street. I mean, we saw them. They're on the power lines. You know.
Oh, I didn't realize it was because of the floods.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
There's no more trees. They migrated up here.
And they're the grackles.
A lot of them are grackles.
They're the black grackles.
And so they are just bombing the whole terrace there at Vaudeville. And of course, we didn't hear this until we were there, and I just parked out front under a tree. We came out. Holy moly, my car was destroyed.
You have a black car. It was almost white.
Should have taken a picture of it. I mean, it was just a whoa. It was so bad.
It was really bad.
And apparently, it's a real problem on Main Street now.
I wonder what the city council or the local government are going to do.
Shoo.
Well, HEB has the sound system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to do that downtown. I guess it can emit a sound that.
I don't know.
Doesn't affect humans.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never heard anything at HEB, but they're not there. So I don't know.
But it was a lovely evening.
It was nice
to get out when we got home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then what did we do Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Pastor Jimmy and Annette came over. But Saturday,
yes,
you took me out on a date.
Oh, boy.
Like, do you have a fever?
Did you remember, was it Saturday afternoon that I said, I have three hoodies I need to get rid of?
Yes, and I fainted.
Like, I got three hoodies I need to get rid of. And
I noticed you are putting your hoodies in the laundry basket. I noticed.
One.
Yeah, it's okay. One per run. I want you to feel comfortable.
I don't. It's one per run. One hoodie, and I'm just wearing these things. I can actually put them on the floor. They stand up by themselves with the arms like this. One per run. I'm afraid. I don't want to. I look at the basket. No, I'm not putting it in today. Nope, not putting it
in
today.
Yes, but you got rid of three of them. One you didn't even really wear, the cane one. Where'd that come from?
Someone gave it to me.
Yeah.
I think it came with like a K-Love premium or something. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. So
you're getting rid of hoodies and you're dating your wife again.
Well,
were you a little worried when I was out of town?
No, I'm just trying to be a better husband.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you complain and you're right. You made a comment.
So much so that we have another date on Saturday night.
Yes. Well, now I'm looking at my calendar. Is there a spot somewhere? Can I get a spot?
I love it.
Well, I'm not such a bad guy.
You know, did you see those clips about how Charlie Kirk talked about his marriage and how he would leave his wife love notes every Saturday? And
but they'd only been together since 2019, so.
We were been married since 2019.
We've been together much longer than that.
So why should that stop?
Well, when I went into the bedroom when you were gone the first night, I'm like, maybe there'll be a note. Oh, sorry.
I opened my suitcase, I was like, maybe there'll be a note. Oh, no.
I got you a card to the airport. That's my love note right there. Hey, don't take it down, man.
Anyway, you got a date. As I was saying,
you got another date.
Yes. And so, what were we talking about though before that?
About how wonderful a husband I am. That's what I think we were
discussing. No, Charlie Kirk, about how he would say to his wife, how can I be a better husband and serve you? Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make note of that. I will too. How can I be a better wife and serve you?
Do you have a minute?
I have several minutes for you.
You serve me just fine, baby.
I do. I make sure you're nourished all the time.
You do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So two date nights. Woohoo.
Yeah. I'm like, used to it. Get used to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard you loud and clear.
All right. Can I send you some links?
Links to gifts? Other places? Okay. Gifts? Sure. Like you do for every holiday, for Christmas, for your birthdays.
I've stopped that now. I didn't do it for my birthday. And you were sweating it out over there. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to get you. And that's when I said, write me a love letter.
You just write me a love letter, wrote you a love letter. And then you're like, no, that guy gives good gifts. I forget who it was, but you're like, someone's a great gift giver, that guy. Keith Urban, I think. He was a good... Great gift. Yeah, who knows what he gave her.
So you want to talk about your little outing with Willie?
Oh, so, man, I love playing chess with Willie. It is so much fun. And it's as much fun to see people at Java Ranch who know him, who are always just smiling when he goes off. Because I make, you know, like how I make you laugh, I make him laugh.
Oh, do you?
I love it because he's like... You know, has that big thunderous laugh.
Yes.
And I'll say, like, it's not funny, Will. I'm going to wait until you answer. Because whenever you can't answer something, he'll end in a laugh. So you're not getting away with it. You're not getting away with laughing. I'm going to wait until you say what you were going to say. He'll laugh even harder. But I make him do it. In church, he said, this is a couple of weeks back, he said, that's something about City Hall and a job. And like, you want a job at City. And church is... You know, because the countdown clock is running, you know, it's like a minute 50 until the worship team starts. And so he was getting nervous about, says, okay, we got a minute and a half. And I just could not figure out what he was saying. I said, text it to me. So of course he can text fine. He says, I want to volunteer at the food bank. Oh, that's what you were saying. So there's a food pantry here is what it's called, the Fredericksburg Food Pantry. And I sent them an email, hadn't heard back from them. So I said, come on, let's go. So we went Wednesday? Monday.
Yeah, I was like, didn't you just go?
Monday. So we went to the food pantry. Lovely people. I knew Janice was the one in charge. I said, Janice here? Oh, Janice. This is Willie. Gave him his backstory. And she's like, sure, we would love... They have a lot of volunteers. She'd love to have him volunteer. So she got him on the program, and he was so happy.
Aw, that was so nice that you took him.
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. And then he went in my car. He's like, wow, nice car. His car's a trash heap. It's such a mess, his car. He's got all kinds of gear in there. Like, you got to clean this thing out. And I was like,
listen to you.
It's worse than mine. Oh. And I've driven with him before. I'm like, I'll drive. We'll take my car. It's when he's driving, it's just like, it's harrowing. But yeah, and he was real happy. And so I'll check in, make sure that they're happy or whatever. But I said, Willie, he can do he's very strong, his left arm, he can do everything. He's a little slow on communicating out, but he can text it to you and he understands everything. Mm-hmm. And so they just needed to hear that from me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he's in.
Nice.
And he's super excited.
That's
so
lovely.
So we do a couple days a month, he'll work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Willie. Fun. So when I'm ushering, I'm usually always in the back of the church and I see him come up with his hot coffee or his hot tea. And I'm just like, oh, like, whoa, like, please don't come near me because if you spill that on me, I'm not going to be happy.
I've never seen him spill anything.
And so he was at church on Sunday and he had the coffee in his hand and he was laughing. And I'm like, watch your coffee, dude. He's like, oh,
he's a character.
He's really a nice man too.
Yeah.
I like his beard. And yeah. I meant it. He looks handsome with
it. He is a handsome guy.
Yes, yeah.
What was we were talking about? We were in the car. And I said, we were talking. I don't know. Who was it? It was a celebrity. So now they have relationship problems. I can't remember what we were talking about. Something on the radio. Or he says, I don't have a relationship to have problems with. I'm like, don't worry, man. We're getting you out there. We get you to the food pantry. You never know who you're going to meet. Because he's a handsome guy.
He is.
And, you know, he does yoga. He does weightlifting. He does all kinds of
work. He's got a full life. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's my boy.
Yes.
My boy, Willie.
Yes.
Got to have a friend like Willie.
Yes.
It completes you.
For sure.
It does.
Yeah. So on October 11th, we have Big No Agenda Meetup here in Fredericksburg. Any and all are interested in coming, I'm going to be there.
Been promoting.
Is our Pastor Jimmy and Annette going? I don't know if they are.
I don't know if I've asked them. Now, Matt Long, who is organizing with Gail, he won't be there.
Oh, he won't?
His friend, for 35 years, he's been helping him through his cancer treatments, and he's in Seattle, and he's getting his final scan to see how he's doing. So he's going to be out there.
But
Gail will be there. I think a lot of No Agenda people will be there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're coming because I kept saying, and Tina the Keeper will be there. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I was sick the last time, remember?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you were.
I was sick. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That should be fun.
Yes.
Jenny J6 or Jenny's place?
Yes.
At the Full Moon Bar and
Full Moon Inn.
Inn and Bar and Cafe and Grill.
Yeah, it's a really cool property, too.
Yeah.
Really cool
bar. Is it technically Luckenbach, I think?
I have no idea.
I think technically it is. Yeah, but we love to see some Curry and the Keeper listeners out there.
We got a busy month coming up.
I thought it was going to be calmer than September.
Well, we have our date on Saturday.
That's a good start to the
then
month.
Then we have a Full Moon No Agenda Meetup on the following Saturday. Then the Saturday after that, we have Vic and Chris are finally coming.
Ah, yes. That's going to be fun.
Yes. We have not seen them. It's over
been
a year.
Been a year.
And then the weekend after that is Teresa's in town.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I have to give up my spot and keep closing
the
lids.
Yes. Yep. And then the weekend after that, November 1st, we're doing the Murder Mystery Party.
Maverick's Murder Mystery Party. This is no joke. This is Maverick, half of my dental team.
Yes.
And so he's picking us up with his plane.
I know. We're flying to his house in his plane.
Yeah. It's like a 50-minute drive. But no, I'll pick you up. He's picking us up with Hollywood and Hollywood's wife.
Yes, yes.
It's like... It's 15 minutes, but you know, he parks his plane literally in his house.
I know.
So we're going to taxi up to the house, park it there, do the murder mystery.
And he's going to bring us back.
He's going to fly us back.
How cool is that?
I like it.
So it's awesome. Have these very complicated roles. Like who am I, Alice?
I'm Billy the bartender.
And I'm Alice.
You're Alice the card dealer? Aren't you the card
poker shark or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said to Adam, so it's pretty lengthy on what she's about. I'm like, I'm going to study this. I'm really getting into character.
You're way into that.
I'm going to get into character. And I have a hat. I have the cowboy boots.
Yeah.
My friend Brandy might have some Western stuff I can
need
wear.
A bow tie and a mustache.
Okay. A bow tie. And don't you have a bow tie?
I probably have one somewhere.
I have no idea where. and a mustache. You want a blonde mustache or you want a black mustache?
I want one of those mustaches that Trump put on Jeffries. Oh. That's the one I want.
The one that like rounds out.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be super fun.
Apparently, you know, they've done it before and it's like, they're like into it. They're really, you know, the whole house, they do everything old saloon style, the whole deal. So,
and you're supposed to be like you're supposed to be pining after me.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called character acting.
Well,
method acting. Yeah.
Well, better you than some stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that worked out. Well.
I have a feeling they chose it that way.
Yes. Yeah.
That'll be super fun.
It'll be fun. This is when Ellen was 13 years old, we did a Project Runway murder mystery.
Runway?
Yeah. Remember Project Runway with Heidi Klum?
Yeah, of course.
And we did one at the house. And we actually hired teenagers to conduct the whole thing. It turned out really fun.
Cool.
But I didn't participate. I was just, you know, I was the parent.
Now you're an active participant,
now,
a guest,
yes.
And a passenger.
Yes. And
we're getting flown.
I know. It's so crazy that he offered to do that.
That's pretty elite, I'd say.
Yeah.
You'll like his plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's chill.
Yeah.
It's very chill.
And hey, shout out to Mercy Me guys.
Man,
you want to talk about that? They are just lovely.
So you know, I'm in a text group with Barry, Nathan, and with Mike. Shwoo. And
how do you say his last name?
Shwoo. Just Shwoo.
No,
give up on it.
Okay.
Shwoo. Just Shwoo. It's Shwoo. He's now
give up on it.
He's now Secretary General Shwoo.
Oh.
Clip custodian Neil, he texted me. He says, Seamus and Grace, his wife, they're going to a Toby Mac Mercy Me concert in Biloxi. I'm like, give me her number. Let me see what I can do. So I texted them like, no problem. They had the tour manager text her. They brought him backstage after the show, took pictures and everything. So made me look like a superhero, I'm so grateful. That is so, it's so cool. Yeah. It's fun when you can do those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the, movie premiere.
Yes, we will. We will get an invite to the red carpet. I'm not sure which one it will be. Maybe it's Dallas. I don't know if it's Dallas or Austin, or I don't know where they're going to go.
Nice.
They're doing a couple of them.
Yeah.
And what's his face, isn't it? Who we? What's his face?
Who?
Who we saw it at the concert with Jill and Mike.
Oh,
Trace Adkins.
What a great concert that was, right?
Yeah. Did we talk about that?
No, we did not.
It was a benefit for the flood victims.
Yes.
And it was at the Edge, I think it's technically.
Uh-huh.
They called something else.
The Edge Resort.
Yeah. Which is off 290. And it was food and drinks. And
Jill had purchased a table and she invited us as
multiple bands.
Her guests.
And Trace Adkins, he was the headliner. Fantastic show.
And you know what? I didn't know a lot of his songs. I knew maybe a couple.
One or two. Yeah.
Yes. But I enjoyed every single song
Very charismatic.
Yes. Very. Yes.
The ladies love Trace.
Yes.
Hello, ladies.
He's got a really deep voice.
He does. Yeah.
You wanna?
Yeah.
You wanna?
And he has, you know, good stories, great band. And, you know, just the whole thing was great.
Yeah.
So he's in the movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember now.
I'm not sure what he plays.
So that'd be really cool. So thank you, Mike, for extending a invite.
We are family. We are Mercy.
And you call, what did you call them? You didn't call them Mercy Me. You called them
No Mercy.
No Mercy. You didn't even know who they were. Now we're like best friends 3 years later.
Well, I have all four versions of Imagine running on HelloFresh.
Oh, do
you? The movie version, the up-tempo version, the slow dance version.
Oh, you know who else is in that movie is Milo, and I can't say his last name, but he was on Gilmore Girls.
Yiannopoulos?
No.
That guy?
No. He was the actor on Gilmore Girls. He was like the troublesome boyfriend of Rory.
Rory,
yes,
sure.
He's in that. He's in that. He's a grown man now.
I got a text message from Rory's dad.
Oh, David. Sutcliffe. Rory's dad.
Rory's dad.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. They've been in Mexico this whole time. Yeah. They're coming back soon and they will get together.
They're moving back to Texas?
They're moving back. They'll be up here. Well, I could tell you. I could look it up.
I would love to have dinner with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And his wife, right? They got married?
Yes, Diana.
Yeah.
He was catalyst in starting my relationship with God.
Really?
When I did that whole series with him.
Oh, do you think that was a part?
Yep, because I remember when I finished working with his partner, the last thing I asked her is, how can I build a relationship with God? And she said, what do you think you're doing? It's exactly what you've been doing.
Wow.
That was like the seed was planted. Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
No? Mm-mm. Yeah. So that whole thing.
That's cool.
I'm in a different mindset now, obviously, but it was definitely.
He's a cool dude.
He's a really nice man.
I remember we met him for the first time in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. We were both fangirling over him.
The No Agenda Super Spreader meetup during COVID.
Yeah, he had long hair and he had a beard.
I think he drove down from L.A. or something?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And then I just went and talked to him. And, you know, because I try to greet everybody.
Yes. And you were like, oh, well, how horrible I have to talk to this handsome man.
No, it was not like that at all. I just tried to be friendly and nice to everybody. And then I was like, Adam, you need to talk to David. He drove in from LA.
Something in Hollywood and I'm talking to him. And he said, nah, kind of out of Hollywood now. I said, so what did you do? He said, I was on a show. You might've heard of it. Gilmore Girls. And we had just binged the whole series. I'm like, you're Rory's dad. Everybody, Rory's dad is here. Selfie.
You actually named one of the No Agenda shows Rory's dad.
Rory's dad. Yes. That's right. That's right. Rory's dad.
Hey,
baby, hang with me. You hang with me, you get to hang out with all the celebs.
I'm telling you, how about that?
You get a private flight down to Kerrville.
Kerrville?
Bernie. Maybe you'll just drop us off at Kerrville. You walk the rest
take
of the way. Take an Uber to Bernie.
No, I guess the LA thing never kind of came through then, huh? You talked about us possibly going to LA for the
They didn't even answer me.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it was like for this to be in the documentary, which I really want to do, but I told them yes 2 years ago. And like, oh, we just figured out it's you in the documentary. We're doing this in LA. Can you come in on the 7th and go back to 8th? So, well, I have a dinner engagement on the 8th. So I have to be back. So no, I can't really do that. I can do the 6th and then fly back the 7th. Well, we're all going to do 8th and 9th, which would mean I come back on Thursday. I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, it's just a documentary. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Put some footage from MTV in. You know, it's like, I would love to be in it, but it's not like all that important to me.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it would have been fun to go out to LA.
I've only been to LAX.
Yeah,
well, I've never been to LA.
Pretty much would have seen like one restaurant and the strip, and that would have been it. But so
I've seen pictures.
I think we dodged a bullet somehow. Okay. I'm not sure.
No worries.
I think we're okay with that.
No worries.
I think we're okay.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
Yeah.
I've missed doing the show with you. It's fun to kind of
How about
update.
That?
And it was kind of amazing. You said, I don't know if it was Sunday or maybe Friday when Pastor Jimmy and Annette were here, you said, yeah, we're doing a show on Tuesday. I'm like,
I said, we need to do a show.
That is the first time I've heard you say, we got to do the show.
Yes. I'm not complaining.
But it was like, you know, like, wow, okay, we're doing a show.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You came in with your attitude's all set. You're good. Good to go.
Attitude adjustment.
Yeah. And
because you slapped me around
a little. And Vineyard Nation is happy. They're so happy.
I know. We've gotten some really, really nice
notes. Beautiful, beautiful
people notes. Thought that the chocolate shake segment was pretty funny last time.
I heard about it in church.
Yes.
As I'm walking out, like, hey, did you have your chocolate shake? And I went, what? And they all fell down laughing. We got our fans, babe. Got our fans.
Oh, so sweet.
Should we do a God Shot?
Well, I just want to talk. One thing is I've started attending a new Bible study, which is a much smaller group.
Yes.
And we're reading this book called Dream Big by Bob Goff. And he ties in scripture and God and how God's leading you. And, you know, we're doing this study and it's like he wants you to think about dreaming big. What can you accomplish? And I'm thinking, I like being retired. I really don't want to do too much. You know, like, what am I going to do with my remaining years?
You're doing more than you realize. So we had to do like a lot of things.
We had to do a little bit of a map exercise, and I did it. And I was like, oh my gosh, God is using all of my talents, my communication skills to advance more people to his kingdom. So through Harvest Project Texas, through the work I do at the church, I write their newsletter, help with the women's ministry. I write things for them when they ask me to do that. I help people, like I helped Moms for Liberty. I helped my girlfriend Karen with her devotional book.
You're an incredible support pillar for me.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You are.
But and then Pastor Jimmy just asked me to do some work on the embassy churches.
That's going to be cool. That's going to be very cool.
All of it points directly to his kingdom.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So dreaming big, I just want to bring more people to his kingdom. That's all.
It's time for
big dreams.
Big dreams.
Nothing small. I'm employed by God these days.
Yeah.
He
pays me in blessings.
Hey, Godshot, we haven't had one in a bit. I'm excited to hear what you got.
Well, this is tied to my trip to Indiana. So you know, we all have our childhood trauma with our parents, with our siblings. We just do. And I am in a very different, obviously, place in my life. I've been transformed completely since we got saved, obviously.
Yeah.
And so months before I even showed up in Indiana, I prayed about it. I prayed that the Holy Spirit would just give me the words, that I would not get
embroiled in anything traumatic from the past.
I would not revert back to old behaviors. Mm-hmm. And I prayed and prayed and prayed about it. Every time that I was walking in the morning with my weighted vest after my torturous workouts with my personal trainer. It's another story.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then on the plane, I listened to you and Pastor Jimmy in your latest podcast.
We get to do this available on the Godcaster. Please go to godcaster.fm, get the app.
Okay.
iPhone and Android.
Promo.
Yeah. You can get Karine the Keeper on it too.
Yes. Yeah. And the one thing that Pastor Jimmy kept saying, and it became my mantra for the weekend, was speak from the Spirit. Mm. Speak from the Spirit. And so I would constantly think about speaking from the Spirit, which enabled me not to resort back to old behaviors that didn't serve me. So before my mom, things had gotten to Lisa's house, I went into her room and I took my Bible and I read Psalm 91 over her room. I prayed over her room.
Nice.
And, I took my mom out to lunch that Thursday that we were moving her in. And I said to her, I said, Mom, I prayed over your room. And there was no response. Mm. And I was like, okay. And so then later on, we were sitting in the living room. We got her all in and everything. We were sitting in the living room. Lisa was sitting there. My mom was sitting there. And I said, I prayed over your room. Mm-hmm. No response.
Nothing.
And Adam, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, yes, you're honoring your mom, but you're being obedient to God.
Boom.
This is not about getting
God bill.
It's not about trying to please your mom or trying to get your mom's attention.
Wow.
Or
wow.
All the things that you used to do as a young girl, like constantly wanted her approval. And he corrected me.
Wow.
Yes. And so when I was thinking about the scripture, I came to Acts chapter 5, verse 29, which says, but Peter and the apostles replied, we must obey God rather than any human authority. Mm-hmm. And that was just a reminder that I honored my mom by being there and helping, but I didn't need to tell her that I did that. And I told her that because I wanted her approval. I wanted her attention.
Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit yanked you back on the center line.
Completely corrected me on that. Yes.
Nice.
So yes. So that was, there was a couple other things that happened too, not related to my God shot, but my ex-husband had all the old video footage of my daughters when they were little.
Yeah.
And you know how sentimental I am. I'm so sentimental. Yep. I love that stuff. And so Ellen was there and I said, yeah, one of these days, I hope that I can get copies of those videos. And Ellen turned to me and she said, Dad said he doesn't have them. He doesn't know where they are. And my heart just
broke,
sank,
yeah.
sink. Mm-hmm. And I excused myself and went in the bathroom, started praying and saying, and I heard, you have to forgive him. You have to forgive him. And I, my prayer walk then, I gave it to God and just like, I can't hold on to this hurt. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to forgive him. He was hurt. Maybe that was how he retaliated. I don't know. But there were little things like that that just kept coming up for me that whole trip.
So if that was if we got that one result from our podcast, I'm happy about our podcast.
Oh, you mean
we get to do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's always been our mission. If we just help one person with whatever we're talking about, that's good enough.
It was a good reminder for me, especially as I was flying there. It was a great reminder. Oh, that's so it served me well. So thank you, God.
Oh, wow.
All praise
Jesus. Good God shot, baby. Wasn't that good? Yeah, very good. And we have some nice gifts.
Now it's time to hear from the Cold Soakers.
People have not forgotten about us.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
You know, there's been a number of people since we went on our sabbatical who were very concerned about us.
Really?
Yeah. Is everything okay? You guys okay? Is everything all right? Is everything good? You know, Comic Strip Blogger, I'm sure he's going to be mad.
You didn't tell me you're doing show this week. Oh. I did not, so he didn't boost.
Oh.
Because, you know, he's a big booster and he likes to promote his stuff, whatever he's promoting.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely that he does that.
So it's all right, Comic Strip Blogger. We love you. Man, we got some really, really nice value for value donations, which is all we really want is let us know you're listening. If you get any value from the show, send it back to us, currythekeeper.com. You can do it through a modern podcast app. You can send stuff through PayPal, even on Fountain. You can also do Stripe now, so you can do
a variety of ways.
A variety, and the P.O. box, mm-hmm. which is also on currythekeeper.com. Did we get anything in the P.O. box?
No.
I got a salad dressing.
You got salad dressing.
I think that was related to No Agenda.
I'm sure. This Greek salad dressing that I looked at it and I'm like, it's got soybean oil. Yep, not for me.
Hey, Joseph Gaz.
Oh, yes, Joe Gaz.
$100.
Oh.
Yes. He says, it was good to have you both back doing the pod.
.. Oh.
Trying to make me mad.
Thank you.
A donation to the Hoodie Wash and Fold Fund. And then, he adds here, I didn't see this, Ephesians 5:27. I can't recite it offhand. Hold
really?
On a second.
Come on.
Well, it's Ephesians is definitely my jam.
I know.
Because, you
Ephesians
know,
6:12
is mine. Ah, here it is. And to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless, and to wash his hoodies. Oh. Says it right
does
there.
Does not say
right
that.
Right there in the Bible. Thank you, Joe. And then coming in with $100, Angela Castanana.
I know, sweet Angela, we have not seen you forever. It's been
it's actually
3 years.
Shameful.
I know.
We haven't been to Vegas. And we you know, we got to go to Vegas, then we'll see Angela.
Yeah, we got to let's go see a show.
Date night in Vegas.
Fly me out.
Glad Maverick, gas up the jet. Glad you're back, she says.
I hope you're doing well, Angela.
You know, she's a big shot in Vegas.
Yeah,
now. She's doing the big shows, big productions. So.
She's always been so kind and generous with us.
So we'll come and visit you.
Yes.
When there's a show that we want to see, we'll come and visit for sure.
When Michael Jackson comes, let us know.
Okay. No, we'll see you sometime before that happens, Angela. $25 from Cole Dial. He's on the subscription through Fountain
you,
and the Stripe. Thank you, Tim Emery, with $20.
Thank you, Tim.
And coming in with 10,000 sats, Julie Lofsgaarden.
Oh, I love her so much.
Here she said, and
I
was
miss
it
her.
Wasn't just her birthday?
Yes, her birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie.
I love her.
Adam, next time Tina's out of town, you come get an Austin haircut and stop by for a chocolate shake.
Oh.
No shake police here. She just loves
Julie.
You so much.
Julie.
Wonderful to hear your voices and hear how God is moving in both your hearts. We join you in our sorrow over Charlie's murder, yet the revival we see is balm on an open wound of sadness.
Yeah.
Christ is proof that sometimes one man must die so many can live.
Mm.
You know, the seed has to die before it can sprout.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Thank you, Julie. That's so
Julie,
sweet of you.
That's
and
sweet.
And just the fact that she did a boost from Fountain, just warms
my heart.
I know
you love that.
Warms my heart.
I love that.
$7 from Michael Hall. He's
Thank
on the
you,
regular
Michael.
Support. We got 500 sats from Tommy Brake Fluid.
Oh, he's a new one.
Is he new?
I don't recall. Brake Fluid?
All right. Well, we need
is
to
that really his name?
Yes.
You and D.
No
Canton.
Way.
Yes, it's Tommy Brake Fluid. I didn't make
and
it up.
And my name is Tina Muffler.
And he says, at the back, folks, which is nice. And 143 shots from Fair Volte. Fair Volte is another one, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank
another
you.
Decanting for Fair Volte.
You then decanted.
Welcome back, AC and TK Keeper.
Oh, the
Happy
keeper.
Birthday, Podfather. Is there a global link to the sermon discussed?
Oh, which
sermon did we talk about?
Probably Pastor Jimmy's.
Well, go to
Bridge Church, Fredericksburg, Texas.
Or I was going to suggest the Godcaster because you can listen to all of them. Bridge Church is on the Godcaster. But otherwise, YouTube. Actually, if you go to Bridge Church, they have the Godcaster. And
up in on the tabs, you can hit it.
You can see the video of all the past sermons.
And I believe it's bridgefbg.com.
Bridgefbg.com.
Yes,
it's right there for you. Godcaster also does video.
Yes.
Just got to promote the Godcaster. Thank you all so much.
What a
lovely way to come back to the show with some blessings
so
like
sweet.
That.
No Brian.
No.
Wow.
Oh, well. You know, he's chasing some skirt. Question of the week. The moment I dread the most. Tina's got the questions, has her answer already. I'm on the spot. Here we go with the question of
the week. Okay. What important lesson have you learned recently?
Everything happens in God's perfect timing. I need to learn to be patient. I need to be patient.
Is there a story attached to this?
It's just...
Yes. Spill it.
Well, it's multiple things, but I used to be really impatient. And with Godcaster, sometimes like, I wish this would happen. What wish that would happen? What can I do to make this happen? How can I accelerate this? And then I just... sit and wait, and then things happen. And I just have to keep reminding myself, God's got this. It's his perfect timing. So
you know where I saw that patience? When your servers got hacked.
Oh, wow.
Your servers, and you were like, "It, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine." You were so patient.
This was the funniest thing. I have a whole bunch of servers running for Hello Fred and Hello Franklin and all these different hellos. And it was actually the night we went to the vaudeville.
Oh yeah, and you were back in the. I'm like, Adam, come on! I was getting kind of irritated with you because I'm like,
kinda
stop looking at your emails.
Well, I wasn't looking at the email.
I didn't know.
I'm looking at my screen. I'm like, what's going on with this server? It's still working. It was the HelloFresh server. It's still working, but it's like the processors are spiking. Like, okay, so and you like. I was like, okay, I'm coming. I'll check it out in the morning. And I come in the morning and three servers and what someone had hacked in, and it was all my fault because I, you know, I'm still security guy from 10 years ago. This is all new for me. So Dave and Paul had to teach me how to do it these days. And they had installed a crypto miner. But I was just sitting there like, okay, it's all right.
Are they still trying to get in?
Oh yeah. I'm in the program now. They're going to keep going for weeks probably.
Oh.
But you're right. I was just like, it's going to be okay.
You were very patient.
Yeah.
You were very calm.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a pretty good example of when I, So there it is.
I rile you up, but I haven't riled you up lately. But if you get riled up.
Not in the last hour, but yeah.
No, I haven't. But typically it's my, like, remember when we had the episode about the taxes and I was angry because we didn't get our tax information and I riled you up.
Yeah.
You typically are much calmer.
And then
I
yelled at Mimi.
I know.
It's all right. She's forgiven. She forgave me
right
away.
You picked up the phone and I was like, oops, I did that. I know. Oh, man.
That was not you. That was the enemy. The enemy came and crept in. He creeps in to kill, steal, and destroy.
This is true.
Yeah, so we're just not going to let him do that. All right, your answer to the question
Well, it ties to my God shot, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being obedient to him. and not succumbing to past trauma.
Yes.
Like I did. That was just my faith being rooted even more. All those little things just, you know, I just envisioned the roots just getting deeper and deeper so that when the chaos comes, which is the wind or the storm, we're barely moving. Like,
and
because
the storm will come because we're
rooted in God's and in God's word.
We built it on rock.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
on sand.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, so yeah, that was a big lesson for me too. I came out of it feeling pretty good.
I just wish everybody could have Jesus in the middle of their relationship.
Me too.
Once you have that, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. When we were walking, I was walking with my sister and she doesn't really like to talk. She said, I don't like to talk about religion. I said, religion is man-made. It's all about Jesus. I said to her.
Just threw some legalism at her.
A lot of people don't realize that. And then last night I couldn't sleep. And so I was laying in bed and I'm like, what is that popular Catholic prayer? I can recite a portion of it. What is it? It drove me crazy.
I can't believe you didn't like grab your phone and just look it up. Or
look at the blue light in my in the darkness of my room.
You woke up, and I don't usually wake up when you wake up. And I woke up, and then we both heard the shark, which is our Steve McLean, the vacuum cleaner.
Yes,
and I know. Oh crap. It's around 4 a.m. because that thing has its last run at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I could not get back to sleep. And I'm like,
it's
between 3 and 5. God, do you have a message for me? So I got up, came in, got myself a glass of water, reading some scripture. No message. You came out and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading scripture. Oh, okay.
I was trying to remember the Apostles' Creed. That's what it was. That was the prayer. I remembered a portion of it. So I am tired today, though, because I worked out with my trainer today, and he tortured me, killed me.
You're looking rock solid, babe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that,
but
I see it. I see
and then it. After I worked out with him, I'm like, I'm going to walk, put on my 16-pound weighted vest.
And then I'll do a podcast.
I'm like, I'm going to pass out on Creek Street.
I can't believe that you have the stamina. Hey, let's do this again in a week or so.
Okay, sounds good.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
We'll see you soon, everybody.
Carrying the keeper.